Wow, we are already on episode 3, and I have made another change. Episode 1 and 2 was Monday morning drive. Episode 1 was actually during my drive. The audio was really, really bad. So episode 2, I kind of did it in my game room, and I think that's the way I'm going to keep doing it. So this is hopefully my final change. I have renamed the show, so it's no longer Monday Morning Drive because it really doesn't fit at all. I have renamed it, and let me do some shout outs first. So I went on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm like, hey, I want to rename my podcast. It's about this and this. It's about board games, and it's about homebrewing beer, and I don't want to stray from that because they are definitely my two favorite hobbies, and I really enjoy talking about it. And I received a few really good ones, and I am going to choose one from, his name is Matt Richards. I actually went to high school with him, but now he lives in Manhattan, and he threw out this name, and it just, once I heard it, I'm like, this is a pretty cool name. So the name of the podcast now is House Rules and Home Brews. So this is episode 3 of that. And before I go any further, I was listening back on episode 2 before I posted it, and I'm like, you know, I probably should change this, but I didn't. I just let it go, and I figured I would kind of talk to you about it before. But I made some mistakes. Not necessarily mistakes, but I made, we'll just say I made mistakes. So when we were in the homebrew section, or the homebrew part of the podcast in episode 2, we were talking about going from your boil, when you're boiling your wort or your beer, you know, your pre-beer, and going into the fermenter. I kept saying priming sugar, and priming sugar, you're not putting priming sugar into a beer or into an homebrew until you're bottling. If you are bottle conditioning and making the, you know, carbonating the beer using yeast and sugar in a bottle, and I just kept saying priming sugar, and that wasn't the right term. However, I did use sugar or dextrose in that last brew because if you remember, I kind of miscalculated my boil off and my water and how much I was supposed to use, and I knew my alcohol was going to be super low, so I wanted to up it a little bit, so I threw some sugar in there. And there's websites that really help you calculate that, Brewer's Friend, and it helped me calculate how much dextrose to put in. So that's why I kept saying priming sugar, just because I added dextrose. That's not something I usually do. And it was kind of a way to cheat a little bit to boost the ABV. But I did finally rack that. It's been fermenting for 3.5 weeks in primary. And I'll get to that after. We'll do the board game stuff first, and then I'll go to the homebrew stuff. And I just want to say that it turned out a little better than I thought it was going to. The gravity dropped down nice, but I'll get to that a little later. But as for board games this week, what this podcast has really helped me do. So I started Dice at Dusk 2.5 years ago, and it's been on and off because it's very hard, and there was life changes, and things have settled out. I know I have a new baby, and it's a little hectic, but it has settled out where I can at least do a podcast once a week. But what it's made me do doing this podcast is I'm definitely keeping up on a lot more things that are going on in the board game world, and releasing games that will be released. And there are some, even this last week, it's like one after another. I was so excited about a few of these games. Like Cool Mini or Not has announced Ankh, I think is how you say it. And it's supposed to be the final board game for the trilogy. So like Blood Rage, Rising Sun, if you know those games, this is supposed to be the third in of that installment. And I am like a huge fan. I have knocked on Cool Mini or Not for a few things. I really don't like that they go to Kickstarter, because they are a game that's, they're going to get funded, or they are a company that are going, they make great games, so they're going to be funded. Everybody, you buy them, if you're just, some people just buy the games for the minis, so I know that they're going to get funded when they release a game, and they put it on Kickstarter. And what upsets me about that is, I think Kickstarter is great. There's a lot of board game creators that have zero money to do it, and they have to scrape together what they do have to make a prototype to show it to people and then promise them something if it gets funded. But Cool Mini or Not doesn't really need to do this. So what they are doing is they're like circumventing around your friendly local gaming store. And I would rather see that money funneled through, you know, a local community, because that ultimately is what helps us, you know, locally is money in our community. But this game does, it looks good. It sounds good, and it's in that same trilogy. So I'm not going to knock them. You know, they make great games, and I buy them regardless of how I feel, because they are. Blood Rage is a great game, a great territory control game. But and I will, I'll probably buy this game, but it's just it's upsetting. It's upsetting that they do, that a company so large does this. It's like if I saw we'll get to him a little later, but it just like, I mean, they're not Asmodee or Fantasy Flight size, but it just would be like, yeah, Fantasy Flight just put something out on Kickstarter, and that's not something that I feel like. That shouldn't be done. But there is somebody that doesn't do Kickstarter anymore, and he has also announced a game. So Jamie Stagmeyer, or Stonemeyer Games, has announced Tapestry. And this one looks really good. Like, if you had the CMON game next to this one, this is the one I'm buying first. He posted some stuff on Facebook, some of the miniatures. So it's a Civilization type game, and I grew up, so my first computer was an NES, it had to be like 1995. It was like an NEC computer, and God only knows, when we had dial-up, and it was just terrible. But I remember playing two games. I remember playing Civilization growing up, and well, I guess there's three games I really remember: StarCraft, Civilization, and Rainbow Six. And I have a soft spot, even now, when Rainbow Six games come out, I still have a soft spot for them. But this one is a Civilization type game, and I love them. It's, you're going to be going from, and if you've ever played a Civilization game, it's this kind of the same deal, but there's something that I really like about this game. So you're going to start from like the beginning of mankind, and then you're going to go different tracks, and however you want to advance your civilization, whether it's technology or science or military, and you're going to keep going and going and going, and you're just going to ultimately, you know, whoever goes more, it'll probably be victory points or some sort of point scale, that's the person that will win. But what he has are tapestries cards, and they're supposed to tell you a story of your civilization as you're building it. And it sounds so awesome. Like, it's something that I feel like I missed, especially, I don't know the last time I played a civilization game, but I like the idea of not only building your civilization, but having like this story about what happened during this time period and what happened during that time period. And it sounds and looks awesome. Just the stuff, I encourage you to go look at a Stonemeyer game. I'm not sure if it was on Stonemeyer Games or Jamie Stagmeyer, his Facebook account. But he has pictures of like the buildings and stuff, and there's like 18 or something. There's a lot of different buildings that you can build in this, and it does look pretty awesome. And that is definitely one that I'm looking forward to. But there was a few other things this week that stuck out. Let's see, they're doing another Tiny Epic. It's tiny. Well. Probably one of the better ones. It's Tiny Epic Galaxies, but they're doing an Ultra Tiny Epic Galaxies, which they've already done once. If you've ever played Tiny Epic Kingdom, they did this a few years ago to that, where they made the game in basically a size of a box of cards. And I had my... It was good. It was good that you could carry that, but I did have a few things that I didn't like about it. I didn't like, so if you had it and let me know, because all of these are on my website. So if you go to diceatdust.com, you can go into the comment section of each article and just let me know what you think. But when I first opened up Tiny Epic Kingdom. So you have all these pieces that come out. You have the cards, and then you have all these little cubes that come out. But it was so hard, unless people, and I had to look on like Board Game Geek and just different forums on Reddit to see what people did. And they had to make like a tray to put the dice cubes or the cubes and the pieces back in, just so it would fit back into this like regular card box. And other than that, I mean, it was a little small moving things around, which doesn't bother me because it's something that you could literally just hold in your pocket and take anywhere. But it reminds me of like if you've ever bought a tent, like a tent that you go camping with, and then you try to, or even a better example is like if you bought a blow up mattress and then you roll that up and you're trying to put that blow up mattress in the original box, like it's almost impossible. So it reminded me of something like that. You take these pieces out and then you can't get them back in. But like I said, there's stuff, if you have it and you have this same predicament, go on Reddit, go on Board Game Geek, and people have made like these custom trays to put them in so you could keep it in the box. And I believe they have a bag that you can buy too, but I like the idea of the box. That was another one that caught my eye, was that one, because Tiny Epic Galaxies is a very good game. It's arguably the best Tiny Epic game. I do like Kingdoms. I like the I don't know, I just like the theme more of Kingdoms, but I think the game was better in Galaxies. If I mean, I guess that makes sense. And I'm a theme guy. Like I like theme. A game with no theme kind of makes it hard to play for me. I need something. So another one that came up this week was a re-release, which they've done before, and I highly doubt they'll do this again, like as nice as it was. But Rio Grande is bringing out another edition. It's not really another edition. It's the same edition with different arts and two-sided boards, but of Puerto Rico. So like I said, when I started, I trying to learn these mechanisms, and if there's one game that you have to play, that's, it's a really good game, and it can be a little lopsided if you don't know how to play or you have zero strategy, which I really don't. I'm terrible at the game, but I love it. There are some things on Board Game Geek and Reddit where you can kind of tip, not so much tip them in your favor, but you can equal out the playing field, because there's a lot of things in that game where, you know, if you go first, it's different, or what you start with, it's just makes it easier. You have an advantage from that. But there are some ways to kind of balance that they went through. But they came out with one, I think it was the 10th anniversary edition, that was like gold, and it was beautiful. It had real coins in it, and it was really, really nice. And I highly doubt that's what this is going to be, but it would be nice to get my hands on something like that. I actually looked at it when they came out with this, or when I read about this. So I wrote about it and I posted it on the website, and I started looking up. I'm like, see if I can find that, you know, anniversary edition, the really nice one with the coins and the nice box. And I went to eBay, and I think even Amazon, it was like $200 and some odd. Like, it was stupid expensive. So I think I'm just gonna wait. I've played Rio Grande, and I really like it. Or not Rio Grande. I've played Puerto Rico, and I've really liked it. But I've never owned it, and I feel like I need to own this game. I feel like any board gamer has played this game and really kind of needs to play it, because it is. It's a very good game, and it teaches you like what a game, how mechanisms are really supposed to work in a game, because it's very good and very well made. But that's the other. There is a digital game that I downloaded, Raiders of the North Sea, and that was by Direwolf Digital, and I believe that's a Renegade game. but I did download it. I haven't played it yet, so I don't want to go too much into that, and maybe I'll get to play it this week, and I'll go swing around to it next week. But I like the digital games coming out, because what else do you do when you're pooping? You just play games. But that was it for the stuff that really piqued my interest in board games this week. And that Stonemaier game one, the Civilization game, is just, that is definitely for this week. That's on the top of my list. And it'll probably be on the top of my list until I get it. It looks like it's going to be very good. But that's it for, I guess that's it for the board game section. We can go into the homebrew section of this podcast. I've already apologized and kind of cleared up all the mistakes that I made. Well, the one big mistake at telling you priming sugar, which is not when you put it in. But I did rack that. So I went from my prime, as you know, I have that fast ferment, and all you have to do is remove the ball and kind of get rid of all the crap at the bottom of it. But I did pull a gravity from it, and I had a 0.006. So if you don't know, the gravity of water, so the specific gravity of water is 1.000, so it's 1. So the higher that number, the thicker, you know, it's more viscous than water, and lower is less. So when you start, and normally, let's see, the last two brews that I've had have been somewhere the starting gravity, like after I take all of the sugars out of the, or I convert all the starches to sugars, and then you do that initial gravity, it's usually around a 1.05545, somewhere in there. Well, this wheat beer that I was talking about, this one ended up being a 1.034, which is pretty low and for, you know, my normal brews. But I tried, like I said, I tried throwing a little dextrose in there and you get a little bit more alcohol. So I assumed from the calculations that going from how much dextrose I put in, it went up just a few points. So it would have been like 1.038, but I ended with a 1.006. So even if I didn't throw that dextrose in, I would have ended out with like a 3.6, 3.5 for my alcohol. But I actually I'm going to be in like 3.7, 3.8, which isn't too bad. It's still not what I wanted. I really wanted a, you know, 4.5 to 5 for my alcohol content. And I didn't want to throw too much dextrose in there. I didn't want that to, you know, take away from, because I've never done that before. I've never kind of cheated to get that alcohol content up. So I didn't know how it would affect the brew. And I did sip a little bit out of the cylinder, and it doesn't taste bad. It's pretty, it's light. It's definitely light. But I wanted to see what it tastes like, just how it is. Because I can, the thing about home brewing is you're trying to adjust it. So I just had a few of those, the Citra Target hopped beers that I made, the IPAs, with my father. And I want to remake that beer. I have this one in the fermenter, and I'm about to put a tiramisu stout in my 2.5 gallon fermenter. But once I'm done with this wheat beer that's in my 5 gallon fermenter, I think I'm going to try to recreate that Belgian IPA that I made, because I love it. It's a beer that I really enjoy drinking. And if I can recreate it, I think I'll make the episode about it. I'll actually tell you guys what I used. I mean, I use Citra hops and Target hops, which are both a citrusy, you know, type hop. And I put in very little, I would say I didn't put any real bittering hop in. My addition for hops on that one was really late. It was like 30 minutes was my first hop, because I didn't want it bitter. And it came out like a beer that I could just love to drink on the summer. But I'm hoping that this wheat, I know it's going to be light. I just hope that it tastes good, because I don't want to throw out 5 gallons of beer. It kind of sucks doing that. But it's been done before. It won't be the last time. So it won't be the first, and it won't be the last time that I've had to get rid of, you know, some beer. But usually I can, you know, fight it. And it's kind of like something that when you make something, so you could go and you could buy a beer from the store, and it's like, nah, this isn't very good. But when you make it, if you made that same exact beer, you're like, you know what, this is really good. It's just completely different when you make it. You have like a sense of accomplishment, and it's different. You know, you went through the process and made it. You're not some big multi-million dollar brewery. You're just you in your basement. So with that, it's easy for me to like choke them down, even if they're not so good, because it's more of a sense of pride at that point. I hope that it comes out good. And I was thinking about throwing some orange extract in that for like the orangey flavor, but I kind of steered away from that. I decided just to serve it kind of like you would with a Blue Moon. I've decided that if you wanted that orangey taste, you can, you know, slice up an orange, squeeze it in, or however you want to do it. But that's still in there. And I'm hoping probably I'll let that go for maybe 3 more days, and I'll start bottling. And definitely when I do the priming sugar, this time I mean priming sugar. When I do the priming sugar, I need to be, I guess, a lot smarter when I do it, because my last brew, that Citra beer, I definitely used way too much priming sugar and everything was overcarbonated. My first, so I bottle about 50 beers, and my first batch, I guess the first 25 of them, I put into the refrigerator a little earlier. And what I think happened is I think I slowed down that biological process, and it wasn't as bad. Like it just, you know, you popped it and it was a little foamy when you poured it, but it wasn't bad. It kept its head pretty well. Well, the stuff that I kept, you know, in my little spot that I keep my fermenter and stuff to keep as temperature controlled as I possibly can. Those, they just bottle conditioned for, I would say, another 2 weeks. And the carbonation was ridiculous. So I opened one hot. Well, okay, so I gave some away, and I'll try to post some pictures on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. But a friend of mine, he popped it open, and he said it just slowly fizzed for, you know, just coming out of the bottle like ooze for a few minutes. And I decided to do it wet for this, the picture for the, I used for this podcast. I popped one of those beers open and it had to have been, I wish I could do it again, but it made such a mess, but I popped open the cap and it had to have been like 2 feet that this stuff was spraying in the air. That's how much carbonation was in it, and being hot didn't help it, you know? But maybe that would probably be a funny little clip. Maybe I'll do it outside in the driveway or something. But it was pretty funny, and it worked well for the picture. So if you look at the picture that I have for this podcast, you see the beer bottle on the right hand side, and you know, the mash paddle with all the bits from games, and they came from Carcassonne. But you look at the beer that's kind of just on the table there. That was from that just. The volcanic explosion of this bottle that I opened. But that's it, guys. That's episode 3, and again, I hope you guys are enjoying it, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm just talking to you about it, and let me know. Just reach out to me, whether it's email or on social media. Let me know what you think. I will keep, you know, I'll keep you guys in the loop with what I'm doing and what I'm playing. And it's been, so far, 3 weeks, it's been a blast for me. I really, really, really enjoy doing this. But, you know, until next time, guys, play more games and brew more beers. See ya.